I hope you did the homework. You may check your colorings with the picture on the screen. So the first one is with vitakka. So vitakka arises with 55 types of consciousness, and these 55 are, now you can say, 12 unwholesome chetas and the ahituka chetas and rootless chetas, less 10 sense consciousness, and then 24 sense sphere beautiful consciousness, and then the 11 first jhana chetas. So when you have this chart, you can easily tell with how many chetas vitakka arises. So here vitakka arises with 55 types of consciousness. First, you need to be familiar with the basic chart, the 89 or 121 types of consciousness. So please try to get more and more familiar with that basic chart so that you don't have to think. When you see, you are able to see what type of consciousness a certain dot is. Now see the second one with vichara. Now that is very easy. So vichara arises with first jhana and second jhana. So we add just the 11 second jhana chetas to the 55, and we get 66 types of consciousness. Now, in order to remember this, you can remember that the 10 sense consciousness do not need vitakka to go to the object, because the impact of the senses and the object is great. Since there is the impact is great, these types of consciousness and do not need vitakka to take them to the object. Actually, vitakka arises with the 50 kama vajra chetas, sense sphere chetas, except these 10. So 54 minus 10, so 44. And then the 11 first jhana chetas, and so we get 55 easily. So 54 kama vajra chetas, and then you take the 10 sense consciousness out, so you get 44, and then you add the 11 first jhana chetas, and we get 55. With vichara, we just add second jhana chetas, so there are 11 second jhana chetas, and we get 66 with vichara. And next is with a dhimokkha, decision. Now with decision does not arise with doubt. So the consciousness with doubt is not shown here. And then it does not arise with the 10 sense consciousnesses. So, and with the others, with all others, it arises. So 10 plus 1, 11. 89 minus 11, we get 78, and 121 minus 11, we get 110. So these types of consciousness are those that arise with adhimokkha or decision. And then the next one is virya, effort. Now effort does not arise with the 7 resultant consciousness of akusala and 8 resultant consciousness of kusala, and also with 5 sense door adverting. And with the rest, it arises. So, 7, 8, 15, 16. So it does not arise with 16 types of consciousness. So 89 minus 16, we get 73, or 121 minus 16, we get 105. So these 105 chetas arise with virya, or virya arise with these 173 or 108 chetas. Next is, now piti arises with those that are accompanied by joy or somanasa, but we have to take out the fourth jhana chetas, because although fourth jhana chetas are accompanied by somanasa, piti does not arise with them. And with the other chetas accompanied by somanasa or joy, piti arises. So we get 4 from the akusala chetas and 1 investigating consciousness from the resultant of kusala, and 1 smile producing from the functional rootless chetas. And then from the sense sphere beautiful, we get the 12 that are accompanied by joy. And then from the rupa vajra chetas, we get 9. And from lokutra chetas, we get 12 and 12. So with these chetas, all together 51 chetas, piti arises. The next one is chanda, desire or conation. Now chanda does not arise with two rooted in moha, and then it does not arise with all the 18 rootless chetas. So 18 plus 2, 20. So 89 minus 20, we get 69, and 121 minus 20, we get 101. So chanda arises with these 101 chetas. The next is moha, ahirika, anuttapa, and uddhaja. Now you know these 4 are called unwholesome universals. That means these 4 arise with all 12 unwholesome chetas. So here we can say moha arises with these 12, ahirika, shamelessness, arises with these 12, anuttapa, fearlessness, arises with these 12, and uddhaja, restlessness, arises with all these 12 unwholesome chetas. And then we come to lobha. Since it is lobha, we can easily say it arises with those that are accompanied by lobha or attachment. So there are 8 types of consciousness that are rooted in lobha or attachment, and so lobha arises with these 8 types of consciousness. 4 accompanied by joy and 4 accompanied by upekha or neutral feeling. Then we come to ditthi or wrong view. Now ditthi arises with those that are accompanied by ditthi. When you look at the list of the types of consciousness, you say with joy, with wrong view, unprompted, with joy, with wrong view, prompted. So with wrong view, 2 with wrong views in those that are accompanied by joy, and two from those that are accompanied by indifferent feeling. So deity arises with these four types of consciousness. Mana. Now, we learned that deity and mana do not arise together. When there is deity, there is no mana, and when there is mana, there is no deity. Now, deity is wrong view, and mana is pride or conceit. So, mana arises with those that are not accompanied by deity or wrong view. So, number the third and fourth, and then seventh and eighth of the consciousness accompanied by or rooted in loba. Next is the four hatred universals, or we can call them something like that. Dosa, Issa, Machariya, and Kukkuja. So dosa is hatred, Issa, jealousy, Machariya, avarice, and Kukkuja, remorse. Each one of them arises with two types of consciousness accompanied by ill will. So dosa arises with these two, Issa with these two, Machariya with these two, Kukkuja with these two. Now yesterday we learned that Issa, Machariya, and Kukkuja arise occasionally and separately. So when there is Issa, there will be no Machariya, and when there is Machariya, there will be no Issa. But here, in this small chart, we just find out what chetas arise with dosa, Issa, Machariya, and Kukkuja. So it's okay now. So there are only two types of consciousness accompanied by dosa, accompanied by Issa, accompanied by Machariya, and accompanied by Kukkuja. The next is Tina and Midha. Now we know that Tina and Midha always arise together, but they arise occasionally. Since they are dull mental factors, they do not arise with those that are unprompted. So they arise with types of consciousness that are prompted, and so they arise with second, fourth, sixth, eighth of the eight, those are rooted in loba, and then second of those that are rooted in dosa or ill will. So there are only five types of consciousness that arise together with sloth and torpor. The last of the unwholesome chetasikas is vichikicca. I think it is the easiest because it arises with only one type of consciousness, which is accompanied by vichikicca or doubt. So only one consciousness there. Okay, next one. Sobhana sadharana. Sobhana universals, or beautiful universals. Now, first, you should be familiar with what are non-beautiful and what are beautiful chetas. So the first 30 are non-beautiful and the rest are beautiful chetas. So when we say sobhana sadharana chetasikas arise with sobhana chetas, then you have to look at sobhana chetas only. And there are 59 or 91 of them. So the first 30 are non-beautiful and the rest are beautiful. So it is very easy. And then we come to viriti, abstentions. Abstention from wrong speech, abstention from wrong action, and abstention from wrong livelihood. Now here, these virati or abstention mental factors arise with 8 wholesome, beautiful sense-sphere consciousness. Because these have the nature of being kusala or wholesome. You abstain from something, and at that moment there arises in your mind a wholesome type of consciousness. So they accompany the wholesome type of consciousness in the sense-sphere consciousness. And then they arise with supramundane consciousness. If we take supramundane consciousness as 8, then we say that viridis arise with 16 types of consciousness. 8 from sense-sphere beautiful and 8 supramundane consciousness. But if we take the supramundane to be 40, then we say the viriti cetasikas arise with 48 types of consciousness. I hope you remember that when arising with sense-sphere beautiful consciousness, they arise occasionally and also they arise one at a time. So when arising with the sense-sphere beautiful consciousness, at one time only one will arise. When there is right speech, there will be no right action and right livelihood and so on. And also they will arise occasionally, only sometimes, not always. Only when one refrains from wrong speech will the right speech arise, and the others will not arise. So they arise occasionally, or they arise at some time only, and when they arise one at a time. But with the supramundane consciousness, it is different. With the supramundane consciousness, it is said they arise always. Every time the supramundane consciousness arises, they arise. And when they arise together, not one by one, as in the case of beautiful, sense-sphere beautiful consciousness. Because in the supramundane consciousness, there are 4 path consciousnesses. These past consciousness have the power to eradicate all propensities for wrongdoing at one stroke, like lightning can kill a tree in one stroke. So when they arise with supramundane consciousness, they arise always. That means every time a supramundane consciousness arises, they also arise. And when they arise together. And the next is with appamanya, limitless ones. And limitless ones here means karuna and mudita, compassion and sympathetic joy. So they arise with 8 wholesome, sense-sphere, beautiful consciousness. And 8 functional, sense-sphere, beautiful consciousness. And then the first jhana 3, second jhana 3, third jhana 3, and fourth jhana 3, form-sphere consciousness. So we get altogether 28 types of consciousness that arise with appamanya. When, say, people practice karuna and mudita, when they get the karuna and mudita as jhana, then they must accompany it by joy only. But when doing the preliminary work on karuna and mudita through experience, sometimes they may do karuna and mudita with consciousness accompanied by indifference. So the common opinion of all teachers is that the limitless ones can arise with all eight wholesome sense sphere beautiful consciousness. And when they arise in an arahant, then they will arise with eight functional sense sphere beautiful consciousness. So this is the common opinion of all teachers. So according to them, the appamanya or limitless ones arise with 28 types of consciousness. But some teachers did not think that appamanya or the limitless ones can arise with those that are accompanied by indifferent feeling. Now, according to them, appamanya or the limitless ones arise with those that are accompanied by joy or somanasa only. So according to them, we have to strike out those that are accompanied by neutral feeling. So we get only 20 of them here. 4 from sense fear, beautiful, wholesome consciousness accompanied by joy, and 4 from sense fear, functional, beautiful sense fear consciousness accompanied by joy. And then the others are the same. And the last one is Panyendriya. Panyendriya is also called Amoha. So Amoha and Panyendriya are the same. Sometimes we may just call it Panya. So Panya and Panyendriya are the same, and it is sometimes called Amoha. And sometimes it is called vidya, the opposite of avidya in dependent origination. Since it is panya, it will arise with those types of consciousness that accompany panya. And as you know, from among the 24 sense sphere beautiful consciousness, only the first and second, only the fifth and sixth are accompanied by knowledge. So from among the sense sphere beautiful consciousness, we get 12. And then the rest of the types of consciousness are always accompanied by panya or wisdom. Because if you do not have wisdom or knowledge, you do not get jhanas. If you do not have wisdom or knowledge, you do not reach enlightenment. So these types of consciousness are always accompanied by knowledge or wisdom. But regarding the sense sphere beautiful consciousness, they arise with some of them only and not all. So altogether, we get 47 or 79. 47 or 79 types of consciousness accompanied by knowledge or panya. Since panya is among the beautiful mental factors, we need to look at the beautiful consciousness only and not the non-beautiful ones. So with panya, 47 types of consciousness arise, or 79 types of consciousness arise. So if you have these charts, it would be very easy for you to find out the chittisika and cheta combinations. So now you can check your homework with the charts on the screen. If you have made mistakes, it may be necessary for you to to make the copy of the blank ones. So it is better to keep extra copies of the blank ones so that if you make a mistake, you can just throw it away. So these are very convenient when, say, we cannot memorize all these things. This is the combination of Chetasika to Chetta, or Chetasika-Chetta combination. Now the other combination is Chetta-Chetasika combination. For that, we may need 189 or 121 charts or diagrams. If you have time and if you want to do them, it is good to do just as exercise. 52 Chetasikas can be arranged like the 89 or 121 types of consciousness. Now, the first 13 can be one row. And then the 14 Akusala can be in 5 rows. The 4 universals and then Lobha triad, and then 4 head universals, and then 2 Slottantava, and the last one doubt. So you can arrange them that way, 4, 3, 4, 2, 1. And then the next column would be 19 and beautiful common mental factors. And you can arrange them as, say, faith 1, mindfulness 1, and so on. But when you come to the pairs, you can put them 2 side by side. So the 19 types of 19 mental factors will be in 2 columns, and then 3 abstinences, 1 column, 2 limitless ones, 1 column, and panyendriya or wisdom, 1 column. So you can arrange like that, and then you can put in here, you can put any color. So you will need 89 or 121 of those charts. So we now have gone through what is taught in the second chapter. The second chapter of the book deals with mental factors and their combination with the chittas. So, as you now know, there are 2 kinds of combinations, the chetasika to chitta combination and chitta to chetasika combination. And these combinations can be studied with the help of these charts. So with the help of these charts, it will be very easy for you to do that. The next, we'll go on to the 3rd chapter of the book. The 3rd chapter is called Miscellaneous Chapter. In the 3rd chapter, the types of consciousness will be classified according to feeling, according to roots, according to functions, doors, objects, and bases. So the first section in this chapter is a section on analysis of feelings. Now you have met feeling in the 52 Chetasikas. So among the 52 Chetasikas, feeling is the second one. And that feeling can be of just one or two or three or five. So the first five kinds of feelings. And then these five kinds of feelings can be reduced to three kinds of feelings. And these three can be reduced to two kinds of feelings, and two can be reduced to one kind of feeling. Normally, we say that there are three kinds of feeling. There are only Pali, Sukha, Upekha, and Dukha, or Sukha, Dukha, and Upekha. This division of feeling into three is by its nature, because feeling has the nature of experiencing the flavor of the object, and sometimes the experience is pleasurable, sometimes it is unpleasurable or displeasurable, and sometimes it is neutral. So there are three kinds of feelings: pleasurable, unpleasurable, and neutral. These three are expanded into five when Buddha taught what are called the faculties. Now you are familiar with the faculties. There are 22 faculties taught in Abhidhamma, and when Buddha taught the 22 faculties, Buddha divided the feeling into five kinds. And they are Sukha, Somanasa, Upekha, Dukha, and Domanasa. So now you see that the Sukha in the threefold division is expanded into Sukha and Somanasa. And Dukha in the threefold division is expanded into Dukha and Domanasa. Now, when feeling is divided into three, both bodily pleasure and mental pleasure are included in Sukha. And both bodily pain and mental pain are included in Dukkha. When you have a pain in the body, then you feel it. And that feeling is called dukkha, bodily displeasurable feeling. When you are sad or when you are depressed, then you feel the domanasa, that is the displeasurable mental feeling. So dukkha in the threefold division is expanded into dukkha and domanasa, and sukha in the threefold division is expanded into Sukha and Somanasa. So in that case, Sukha is bodily pleasurable feeling, and Somanasa mental pleasurable feeling. And Dukha is bodily painful feeling, and Domanasa is mental painful feeling. Upekha is just Upekha. Here Upekha means indifference or a neutral feeling and not equanimity. Sometimes Buddha said, monks, there are two kinds of feeling, pleasurable and displeasurable. So in that case, upekha is included in sukha, because upekha is peaceful and sukha is also peaceful, and they are similar to each other. And so including upekha into sukha, Buddha said there are only two kinds of feelings. Sometimes Buddha said just whatsoever there is feeling, all that is dukkha. So in that case, there is only one feeling in, and that one feeling is dukkha. Now this saying of mind was uttered with reference to the impermanence of conditioned things. That means Buddha said, when I say whatever there is feeling or that is dukkha, I mean the impermanence of all conditions. All conditions phenomena are impermanent. That means all conditioned phenomena have arising and disappearing, a beginning and an end. So anything that has a beginning and an end, that arises and disappears, is impermanent. Feeling also has arising and disappearing. So in that case, feeling is just one feeling, and that is dukkha. So in the discourses, in the suttas, Buddha taught feeling in different ways. Sometimes he said, like here, there is only one feeling, sometimes there are two feelings, sometimes there are three feelings, and sometimes there are five kinds of feeling. So we must understand all these and know the which feelings are associated with which and which feeling can be included into which feeling. So when Buddha said there is only one feeling, dukkha, that means he is referring to the impermanence of all conditioned phenomena. When Buddha said there are two feelings, then the one pleasurable and the other displeasurable. And the neutral feeling is here included in the pleasurable feeling. Sometimes Buddha said three feelings, sukha, dukkha, and upekkha. And when Buddha taught the indriyas or faculties, he said there are five feelings. So whether there are five feelings or three feelings or whatever, we must understand all these feelings. According to these feelings, consciousness can be classified or divided. So that is very easy, because you already have the basic chart. So when you look at the basic chart, you know there are so many accompanied by pleasurable feeling, so many accompanied by unpleasurable feeling, and so on. So look at the basic chart. So those that are accompanied by a joy or pleasurable feeling are colored red, and those that are accompanied by neutral feeling are blue. Those by hate or ill will are green. And then the two bodily feelings are also colored green and red, but they are made crosses. So looking at this chart, you can easily see how many types of consciousness are accompanied by pleasurable feeling and so on. So, how many are accompanied by joy or pleasurable feeling? Then you count all the red ones. There are 62. And how many are accompanied by upekkha or neutral feeling? 55, yes. And how many are accompanied by ill will? Only 2. And how many are accompanied by bodily painful feeling? Only 1. And how many are accompanied by bodily pleasurable feeling? Only 1. So it is very easy when you have this chart. So a consciousness accompanied by bodily painful feeling is 1, and consciousness accompanied by bodily pleasurable feeling is just 1. and then consciousness accompanied by joy or pleasurable feeling at 62, and those accompanied by neutral feeling are 55. We can study this taking the group of types of consciousness one by one. So let us take the akusala, 12. So among them, how many are accompanied by pleasurable feeling? 4. How many by neutral feeling? 6. How many by ill will? 2. Okay. Now the next group, ahituka or rootless group. How many are accompanied by pleasurable feeling? Or how many are accompanied by joy? Only 2. How many are accompanied by neutral feeling? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. So 14 are accompanied by neutral feeling. How many are accompanied by bodily painful feeling? 1. And how many by bodily pleasurable feeling? 1. Very good. Now we go to beautiful sense sphere consciousness, 24. How many are accompanied by joy? 12. How many by neutral feeling? 12. Then we go to form sphere consciousness, 15. Rupa Vajra Chetas. How many are accompanied by joy? 12. How many by neutral feeling? 3. Then we go to formless or immaterial type of consciousness. How many are accompanied by joy? None. How many accompanied by neutral feeling? All 12. Then we go to the supramundane, 40 supramundane consciousness, 20 path consciousness. So how many are accompanied by joy? 16. How many by neutral feeling? 4. Then we go to 20 fruition consciousness. How many accompanied by joy? Again, 16. How many accompanied by neutral feeling? 4. So we take the 40 supramundane consciousness together. How many are accompanied by joy? 32. And how many accompanied by neutral feeling? 8. So altogether 40. Okay. So if we go through group by group, then we become more familiar. So, and when we take all the types of consciousness, how many are accompanied by joy or pleasurable feeling? 62. How many by neutral feeling? 55. How many by hate? 2. How many by bodily painful feeling? 1. How many by bodily pleasurable feeling? 1. So this is the classification of chetas according to feeling. This section is very easy. Now, next section, is roots and classification according to roots. Now you all know that there are 6 roots. Now if you don't know before, now you know. So there are 6 roots: lobha, dosa, moha, and alobha, adosa, amoha. So they are like roots. That is why they are called hetu in Pali. Now the word hetu, as I have explained before, means a cause. So in in the discourses, Hedu may mean cause. But here, in especially in Abhidhamma, Hedu is a technical term. And here, only these six are called Hedu. And here, the word Hedu means the root or mula. Now, the roots help the trees to be strong. So those that have roots are strong. In the same way, those that are accompanied by roots are stronger than those that are not accompanied by roots or hetus. So there are six roots, and the first one is lobha or attachment. So attachment is one hetu. Dosa, anger or ill will, is another hetu. And moha, delusion or ignorance, is another hetu. These three are called akusala hetu, unwholesome roots. So three unwholesome roots. And then the other three are just the opposite of the first three. In Pali, the a means not. So a loba means not loba or non-loba. A-dosa means non-dosa. And a-moha means non-moha, non-delusion. So a-loba means non-attachment. Non-attachment is a positive mental factor and not the absence of loba. It is a positive state. The same with adosa, not the absence of dosa, but it is a mental state which is opposite of dosa. And actually it is loving kindness. And then amoha means not moha, so opposite of moha, not just, not absence of moha, but it is the opposite of moha. Since moha is delusion or ignorance, amoha means panya or wisdom or understanding. So these six are called hetus in Abhidhamma, or they are like roots. They strengthen the concomitant consciousness and other mental factors. Okay, lobha arises with how many chetas? Lobha arises with eight lobha mula chetas. And with lobha mula chetas, how many chetasikas? Take the first one. The first of the lobha mula chetas. How many chetasikas? You have to go back to the chart. 19 chetasikas. So, when first lobha mula citta arises, there are 19 citta-seekers going along with it. Among the 19 citta-seekers, there is lobha. And then there is moha. And there are other mental factors. So these, lobha and moha, among those mental factors, keep the citta and its concomitant mental factors strong. That is why they are called mula or roots. So now we try to find out how many are accompanied by lobha, dosa, moha, and so on. So you look at the chart and you see lobha accompanies eight lobha mula cittas. And dosa accompanies two dosa mula chetas. Dosa mula means those rooted in hate. And moha accompanies eight lobha mula chetas, two dosa mula chetas, and two moha mula chetas. That means moha accompanies all 12 akusala chetas. So, when we call the first eight types of consciousness Lobha Mula Chaitas or rooted in Lobha, we do not mean that it is rooted in Lobha only. We must understand that it is rooted in Moha also. But since Moha is common to all, we do not say here Lobha Moha Mula. So we just say Lobha Mula. But when we say Lobha Mula or rooted in Lobha, we must understand that it is rooted in Moha also. The same with Dosa Mula. So when we say rooted in hatred, we do not mean it is rooted in hatred only. It is it is rooted in Moha delusion also. So Dosa Mula Chaita means actually Dosa Moha Mula Chaitas. But the last two, accompanied by Moha, has Moha only as root. So they are rooted in Moha only. Now we go to Alobha. Alobha, can you find Alobha in the 52 Chaitasikas? Can you tell me the number? Alobha. 32, right? Yes. So that is Alobha. Non-greed. Since it is the beautiful universal, it will arise with all beautiful types of consciousness. All 59 types of beautiful consciousness. And Adosa. Adosa is number 33. So Adosa is also a beautiful universal consciousness, and so it arises with all beautiful consciousness. In this chart, they are divided into Kama, Vajra, Sovana, Jnana, Sambhuta, and so on, because when we come to Panya or Amoha, we have this differentiation. So Alobha and Adosa arise with all 59 types of beautiful consciousness. But Amoha or Panya arises with only 47 of them, not all 59. It will not accompany those that are not associated with Panya. So if you look at the 8 wholesome sense sphere beautiful consciousness, you will see that the first two are accompanied by knowledge, but the second two, that means the third and fourth, are not accompanied by knowledge. And then fifth and sixth are accompanied by knowledge, and seventh and eighth are not accompanied by knowledge. So with regard to Amoha or Panya, we have to leave them out. So the Amoha or Panya does not arise with sense sphere beautiful consciousnesses that are not accompanied by or that are not associated with knowledge. That means we have to take out 12. So Amoha or Panya arises only with 47 types of consciousness. Again, we will find out how many types of consciousness are accompanied by one root only. Now, at the bottom, you see the numbers 2, 2, 1, 0, 3, 2, 3, 3. So just take the one there. So those that are accompanied by one root are those that are accompanied by Moha, Moha Mula 2. And then two root chaitas. How many two root chaitas are there? Then you add those with the two at the bottom. So 8, 2, and 12. 8 and 2, 10. 10 plus 12, 22. So there are 22 two root chaitas. And then three root chaitas. That means consciousness accompanied by three roots. There are 47, those that are accompanied by Panya. And then zero root Chetas. How many are without Hetus or without roots? 18. So 18 Ahetuka Chetas or 18 rootless Chetas are not accompanied by any of these Hetus. So this is the classification of consciousness according to roots. These can also be represented in charts like the ones you put the Chetasikas. Now you have the basic chart. So in the basic chart, you can say accompanied by Lobha, accompanied by Dosa, accompanied by Moha, accompanied by Alobha, Adosa, and Amoha, and you can have separate cards. So, actually, you need to have more copies of those charts, blank charts, and then you put in colors for this chapter also. Now, if you want to use that chart for this purpose, then you have the chart, and at the bottom of the chart, you say rooted in Lobha, right? Then you will have the 8 colors. And rooted in Moha, you will have all 12 colors, not just the last two, like that. And then rooted in Alobha, then you will have colored the beautiful ones. And Adosa also beautiful ones. But when we come to Amoha, you are not to color the those that are not accompanied by knowledge. And others, I want you to make yourself. So you make them, and then you become familiar with these. You will become experts in that. It is good to do by yourselves. So in that way you can make charts like this, all like this, and you will have many of them with you, and you can take out these charts and study them at odd times. So this is how you can make yourself more and more familiar with the intricacies of methods and the combinations and others that are taught in this book. So, in this section, the author teaches us the root and then the classification of consciousness according to roots. I think we'll have a break now.